And I'm so grateful and so thankful for every time I come to the airwaves and give thanks for all of the voices and all of the lyricists and all of the writers and all of the musicians and all of those who make sure that these airwaves are popping so that you can get supported in realizing that in the midst of it all, in light of it all, in spite of it all, you still have the opportunity to exalt a full life's urge. To come to that place and space where you care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to realize that the earth is an intergalactic spaceship spinning. We're already in heaven. We should not be dying. We are in the realm of eternity. And with each and every breath, we are blessed. With each beat of our hearts, we were divinely designed. And meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of this stuff that can sit on shelves indefinitely is not food for us. We're living beings. We need living substance. We need the minerals that come from the earth. We need the life force. We need the oxygen. Nation. We need the water, you understand? And we need to be moving the sludge through our systems so that we're not creating cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's and all of that. And because we've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, and all of this for so many years, to know that now is your time to reverse it all. And you can reverse it all. And so there are those who are so full of all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish that you don't like to hear it, but you're listening. You understand? You're listening. And I can appreciate your listening, but the issue is this, is that if you do not take initiatives to cleanse and purify yourself consistently over time, then the cancer is forming. I'm telling people, don't wait to be diagnosed because we see it all. You understand that 30-some-year-olds are in the throes of cancer and heart disease. You've got these babies, you know, falling out on the basketball courts and the football fields because they've been poisoned all of their lives. And all I'm saying is that we have to take responsibility as women, the perpetuators of the lineages, as men, the progenitor of the lineages, to be in a place where we care, to do that which is ours to do, to show up in this now moment on behalf of the intelligence of existence or that which we refer to as God. Y'all listen to so much foolishness consistently over time. You've heard lie after lie after lie about needing a protein and you can do whatever you need to do because what you've been given free will and you understand, and you're supposed to be dying from something anyway. And I'm saying you should not be dying at all. That our leaving the earth should be a graduation as a result of our having mastered ourselves, our mind, our intelligence, to be in a place where we have been honoring ourselves, living according to the laws that govern us, but our education should have supported us in that. Our religious training should have supported us in that. And because it hasn't and it didn't, then we have to do that which is ours to do within the very presence and privacy of our own body temples, because that's where we live. There's no such thing as real homelessness because people have bodies. And because of what's going on in that body and the constitution of the blood is what's creating the impoverishment, having been fed that which was deficient and not doing that which is needed by the cells in terms of oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, to promote cellular regeneration and opening up the channels of elimination. It's time for us to really get clear about what's needed and to be in a place where we are right with being right. And this is Adamith encouraging you to be intensely intentional. And it's always beautiful to have us affirm each other, to really exalt each other as brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, loved ones, sons and fathers and daughters and mothers. Under a global initiative of divisiveness, it's very rare to see families harmonized and together. And to understand that the intention to make sure that we're in divisiveness is so that we are not able to create dynasties. We're not able to really not just keep money in our neighborhoods, but to really develop ourselves as lineages of people to the degree to which we have a lasting influence and powerful impact on our communities and societies. Because we are thinking, we are leveraging our talents, skills, and abilities with our love and family and the connectedness and the harmony and the peace and the joy of being together. And so it matters that we begin to really care. To understand that we're brothers and sisters first. And that we cannot really have happy anything when you're divided within yourself, against yourself. And see, the Constitution here gives us the right to pursue happiness. But we should not have to pursue happiness. You understand, it's very hard to pursue happiness when you are being undermined from the time that you were in the womb. Happiness comes as a reaction of the spirit when it performs in light, and the light is the true victory and the only sovereignty possible over the distortion and dysfunction and degradation and violation. And to come to a point in place where we will no longer be stressing about anything to the degree to which we become self-destructive. You know, the more stressed you are, the more stressed out you are, the more you smoke, the more you drink, the more careless you are with yourself. The more verbally and physically abusive you can be to the ones that are there to love you, because you are self-abusing first. And so as we get into the root of our issues, to understand that a system that promotes distortion, dysfunction, divisiveness, degradation, violation is a system that is destined to die. And so we have to step outside of it to really affirm the absolute reality and claim our wholeness, claim the reality that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, has designed us divinely, and divinely designed us for this Earth residency, which is school, so that we are able to master this realm by mastering ourselves, our thoughts, our cares, our passions, our lusts, to come to a point where we want nothing more than standing in the fullness of our own authenticity as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to really affirm and declare the oneness of us all, so that we are not seeing the fragmentation, the separatism, the divisiveness, and all of that, that we are exalting wholeness wherever we go. And our education should support that. Our religious training should support that. Everything and every echelon of society should support the laws of existence and our being harmonized within the laws that govern us, so that we are literally creating peace and poise and power and self-realization and self-actualization in the harmony of the whole of existence itself. We are here to remember and to be remembered as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we're on. People say, well, on my journey, you understand, your journey should not be to death. You understand? Your right to be wrong, your right to undermine yourself is not the will of existence. It's not the will of that which we refer to as God. It's that which has been implemented by those who are in distortion and dysfunction and have been programming through education and religious training and socialization and putting us in a place where we feel entitled to be out of order. We feel entitled to be sinful. We accept being fallible as the core attribute of being human. And I'm saying to be human is to be divine. To be at all is divine. And so to come to a place and space where it truly matters to us to be harmonized with cosmic law, to realize that the earth is in rotation and flotation within the realm of eternity already, it's not something that's coming. It is the actuality and the factuality of what actually is. And we can rhetoricize and philosophize, intellectualize about the situations and circumstances and all of that, but being in the integrity of ourselves is what we should be involved with daily. And therefore, we should be feeding ourselves with that which is truly oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination so that we are getting the chemicals out, the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the synthetics that were in our breakfast cereals, all of the colorings and the dyes and all of the things that were in the Vienna sausage and the mercury in the fish and all of these chemicals that are creating the cancers and the tumors and the cysts. And being held and tied up in the mucus and the waste of our body temples, we must have an inner standing and an understanding that as beings, we are light beings first. And we're not beings for the sole purpose of eating. And our food should really facilitate optimum cellular functioning. And if it doesn't, we don't require it. It's not a needed thing. And so I'm the one to say to love the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body heart, with all of our might, is the true element that harmonizes us. To care to be in the integrity of manhood, to cultivate the real estate of manhood and the real estate of womanhood as the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, to understand that our consciousness, our realizations and revelations, our epiphanies, our creative genius, our ingenuity, it permeates every atom and every cell of our being when we are in harmony with our the true constitution that we are as light and as water, as air, as fire. We represent the elements of existence. And they exist without denseness. And we are in flotation, spinning in space. And these bodies are designed perfectly for this intergalactic space travel in this realm of Earth residency within the heavens already. Man's way will get you killed. And God's way is the way to eternal life. So let's be clear about what matters to us. How to live in love, in peace, poised in the presence of the absolute. You know, but to want to be in a place where we are living our lives celebrating the blessedness in being and consciously caring to be blessings wherever we show up, and to be able to experience the gifts that other ones are bringing, because everyone has something that they're adding to the world. It's just that we get stuck in the muck and the mire of toxicity. And so the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, it's a necessity in order for us to tap into our own authenticity. It's a necessity in order for us to develop the wealth of ourselves and to be able to trust and to activate our faith that facilitates whatever it is that is needed as it's needed. Let us live exalting a full life's urge, harmonizing with the absolute and supreme cosmic I am that is all there is, in behalf and to the glory of our lineages. And to know that you have support, and to begin to reach for the support, because what I'm seeing is that when we consistently do that which undermines ourselves over time, over decades, as it's showing up, then you come to a point in place where you have really exhausted yourself and dissipated your life force over years. And then there's very little of you left. So it's hard to be faithful. It's hard to be confident. It's hard to be optimistic when you are not well, when you feel bad. And it's hard to get up and do anything for yourself. And so you have to really start with forgiving yourself for not choosing and choosing those things, whether it was the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the whatever. You understand? Because there's so many ones who are dealing with so many issues. And so our being real clear, that getting real clear, is the necessity for healing. You have to want it. You have to exalt a full effort. You cannot heal and keep killing yourself at the same time. You know, the programs that are running puts you in a position where, you know, they want you to feel as, oh, well, you don't have to change any of the things that you're doing. You know, you don't have to change your diet at all. Just take this. It'll burn the fat. You understand? And just that one pill type of thing, you know, and then the whole bottle costs you $90 or whatever for 100 pills or 60 tablets or whatever, but then you're hooked on these pills. But the issue for us is coming to a point where we realize that we are water and light and air. How thick should we really be? We can manage every aspect of our lives when we care to be in order as light bearers and light beings, regardless of what hue of people. You understand? See, the divisiveness through racism and bigotry and homophobia and being color struck, as our grandparents used to say. We have to come to a place where we are able to really appreciate and appreciate, love the reality that the cosmic conformity is the divinity, that we are our own unique expressions of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And even though you may have identical twins that have the exact same DNA, that they may express themselves differently based on the vibration of their names, and as similar as their names may sound, you know, how we express ourselves, how we express our DNA. You understand, the issue is to understand that our inheritance is in our DNA. It's what we have been given. But we don't have to exalt the distortion and the dysfunction of those that we have come through. We can really recreate ourselves. You know, there are gifts that we've all been given. There are tools that we've been given to be able to assist us and each other in knowing how to respond in any now moment. And a lot of times when you take the time to really think about things, you know, your perception and perspective are going to really reflect and be a reflection of what's going on inside of your body. We live in our bodies before we live in the boxes that we call homes, houses, apartments. And the condition of our body is our first environment, and it will impact and affect and influence our capacity to think, to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in the now moment. It puts us in a place where, you know, you can be thinking the wrong thought consistently over time. You understand? And it shifts and messes up everything because you didn't take the time to get right and get light. You are so gifted and so blessed. And to think anything other than that is not to your in your best interest. We have to exalt the absolute reality of the divinity of our being. And when people say, well, I'm not perfect, ain't nobody perfect. No, perfection is an inherent part of existence. And we need to stop denying perfection. You understand? And perfection does not mean that you don't have to readdress things. You understand? It doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes or a mistake. You understand? It just means that we should be in a place where we are consciously caring to perfect ourselves, to be able to respond correctly and directly in any situation and circumstances by activating a full faith and a trust in how the laws work, to see what it is that we are in need of and to give thanks for it as if we'd already received it, to be in a place where we are working with the spiritual laws because the laws are always working. So that if you have no faith and you are in disbelief, you understand, then you are not going to create what it is you really want if you don't trust in it. For those who want to be married and you keep saying, well, you know, it ain't no good men out here and there ain't no good women out here, then you don't have to even deal with the populace. You only have to acknowledge the reality that there is a wife, your wife or your husband. You don't have to sample the population to get to him or her. You need to radiate the frequency and the vibration of accepting and knowing and be grateful and thankful that there is your mate, your companion, your wife, your husband, and put yourself in the frequency of vibration to magnetize yourself to him or her. All sharing this now moment of eternity. The world is definitely headed for a better place because we're all here. The issue is, do we care to give of ourselves? Do we care to truly self-actualize and self-realize, to come to a point and place where we're infusing every atom and every cell of our being with the conscious thought of being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are from the eternal. From the dust we've come, and to the dust we shall return, but we should not be suffocating in these body temples under this thing called death. We're in a place and space where we should be living, loving, lifting, honoring, sharing, blessing, enhancing, enriching, consciously caring. You can never estimate or guesstimate the power of one. The one connected to the one. And the many of us connected to the one. And this is where we have to realize that harmonization is something that we can create, but we don't have to come together. We don't have to spend a lot of money, you know, at motels and hotels and conferences and whatnot. But we do have to care to be grounded in the soils of truth and reaching for the sun and being able to bend in the winds and exalt a full effort and a full love for being directly. It's necessary that we really care. You know, and a lot of times people, and the the perspectives and perceptions of that are distorted lay foundation for all kinds of distractedness and dysfunction and disconnection and all of that, when there really literally is no real disconnect. It's just that frequency and vibration and commitments are the things that bring people together or keep people apart. You understand? But what I realize is that, you know, there are those who really need to get support in their living. I think we all need support in our living because we have received all kinds of programming in being supported in undermining ourselves. Now we have to reverse those issues, recommit ourselves, and understand that recommitment is like breathing, praying without ceasing. The spell of the gods and the doctrines and all of that, we can transcend it, transform it, transmute all of this into our greater good and stand as a generation of those who care to realign with destiny. And it's amazing that there are so many ones, so many youth, so many who are very much aware and becoming very active in responding appropriately, or at least responding to being under a global initiative that is undermining the rights of future generations to have right to their lives. And we think it's just the politics and the governments of capitalism. But the people, can make conscious choices and decisions on a daily basis that are not allowing us or will give us leverage over the systems that have been in place, in our knowing that those systems have been in place by virtue of the decisions that people have made, and the indecision of those who refuse to commit to living. And so the commitment to life and the commitment to honor life is the responsibility of everybody that lives upon the planet, regardless of what hue of people you may be, regardless of what generation of people you may be, regardless of where you stand upon the planet. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and pray that you are consistently being inspired and motivated and caring to do all that is required in order for you to truly meet the prerequisites for being qualified for continuance in existence, in that we are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And if we refuse to respond correctly and directly to that which is ours in our now moment, in terms of exalting a full effort and a full life's urge, then it will not end well. And so I am always so thankful for every opportunity I have to speak into the hearts and the minds and the ears and the souls of those who listen. But I am always consciously caring to encourage you to look yourself in the eyes and realize that that one that sees you is the eye of God that is truly there. And the issues we are having is really about our accepting the truth of who we are, beyond all of the labels and misqualifications and identities of nationalism and race and religion and all of the other things that we identify ourselves as, which lays foundation for more of the divisiveness that keeps us from realizing and consciously responding appropriately to knowing that there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence that sees through every eye, and we each are it. We have to qualify ourselves and quantify ourselves in walking in the light of the truth of the all that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We intellectualize so much. We philosophize. We rhetoricize. But being in the integrity of our divinity, in our right alignment, puts us in a place and space where godliness and righteousness and lovingness and caringness and conscious initiative to create harmony and well-being and balance is the evidence of our truly knowing how to be. And it is in the substantiation and the enhancement of our being that we truly have real success. And those who have been successful in creating greater wellness and greater good for greater ones and greater numbers, then they've done so because they took responsibility to make commitments to do that. There are those who have or have the delusion of thinking that they've prospered financially by producing that which undermines the cellular functioning of whoever consumes it, whether it's children, whether it's our pubescents or adolescents or teenagers or young ones or old ones. We have to realize that there is absolute law that governs us, and there's a proper way to prosper. And lawfulness is the key. The wise use, not misuse and abuse, but the wise use of the resources that we've been given. The greatest resource is our opportunity and our capacity to align with the true source of our being in the moments of reflection and repentance and stillness and meditation and prayer and clearing and cleansing, so that we are integritous at the cellular level in being all we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. It is supremely intelligent to do nothing to undermine itself. It's supremely intelligent to have gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and we do not see the evidence of any other form of intelligence undermining itself, killing itself, devastating itself, except for the people. And the people do that because of the impact and effect that the chemicals, the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the preservatives and the antibiotics and the hormones and all of these things that are permeating the tissues of the carcasses that you all are being fed as food, and all of the things that are in your deodorants and in your body creams and in your soaps and all of these things that make its way into the bloodstream, which is why we're seeing so much of the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and the multiple sclerosis and the epilepsy and autism and all of these other things, because the people in particular ones have lost their freaking minds to think that there's some prosperity that they can have creating something just for the hell of it, to generate money and to create an artificial sense of need that becomes addiction, an artificial sense of need that really is no need at all. It's a waste of time, energy, and money to create that which brings devastation upon the planet, upon the cells of the being, upon our children, and secures a tragic date with fate as a result of being lawless, mindless, stupefied, anesthetized, inebriated, and blinded by the blight that is capitalism. And we have to come to a point in place where we realize that our lives hang in the balance as a result of those ones who have taken responsibility to feel entitled to do any dang going thing. But you all are receptive to it. You are the ones who are partaking of it. And where we become willful to really exalt a full effort in living our lives, in exalting the right to be completely cleared of our violations and transgressions and trespasses, to be in a place where emotionally, mentally, spiritually, cellularly, we are being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to stand in the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, exalting a full effort and a full joy and a full rejoicing and a full delight in living our lives and feeling and knowing the blessedness of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to be in a mindset where it matters to us the generational influence that we will have in our lifetimes on behalf of our lineages, those that we have come through, those who have come through us, those that we didn't allow to come, and those who have yet to come. We who would care to be considered real men and real wombed men cannot be taken seriously where you do not care to be living fully in exalting a full effort, because where you feel as though you have the right to undermine yourselves, where you feel as though you have the right to do whatever the hell you want to do, regardless of who it impacts and affects, but it undermines yourself and your lineages and your children, then know that there's no real way that you can truly stand in the fullness of who you are. And as you become ever more devastated by your consistency in ill choices that make you ill, then we create devastation in the devastatedness of what it is to be out of alignment with the truth of one's divinity. The suffering, the pain, the agony, the anguish, the frustration, the blockages, the obstruction, the sickness, the illness, the dis-ease, all are evidence of either ignoring the light of supreme intelligence, disrespecting, disregarding, not acknowledging, not seeking, not asking, not doing any of the things that are truly in one's own best interest, knowing that you have the responsibility to care to be whole, particularly when you are monitoring the circus that goes on as government in this country and throughout the world, where there are those few who feel entitled to usurp the right of masses of people to have the right to real water and food, and to be enslaved for pennies when that which is the wealth of themselves is the wealth that is being calculated and tabulated on Wall Street, that our black hands that are picking the cocoa and the cacao and the coffee beans and bringing forth the oil and the diamonds and the gems and the bauxite and the silver and the copper and the oil and the uranium and all of the other elements and minerals of the earth, that when you have a people who will exploit and extract that which is the wealth of the planet as well as the people, and then hoard everything for their own misuse and abuse, then you have a people who will soon meet a tragic date with fate, because there is absolute law that governs, and the fulfillment of absolute law is absolute love, which is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that have been gifted to the planet for the purpose of our true self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, in exalting a full effort in our own evolutionary development and unfoldment as conscious immortals, that we should not be upon the planet wreaking havoc and chaos and sickness and illness and disease and devastation, and heartbreak and heartache and molestation and rape and incarceration. This is the evidence of a people who are out of alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and who will soon cease to exist as a result of their travail and folly and foolishness. There's no way to dress it up and make it look good. It's not good. When you have greater and greater numbers of children and teenagers dying from diseases that they should never have, but because their parents and their grandparents fell victim to the commercialism and the sublimation and the psychological and behavioral modification that has taken place as a result of them having been fed the flesh of carcasses, the carcasses of pigs and the carcasses of cows and the carcasses of turkeys and chickens and fish and all manners of the roaches of the seas, and have this stuff rotting in the body temple, which is where you really have the experience, or could have the experience, of harmonizing with the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. The body is being turned into cemeteries for decaying and decomposing carcasses, which brings so much bacteria and worms and organisms and whatnot, which drive the people mad, have them in a place and space where they lust for things that are base and defile the nature of their divinity, to become rapists and pedophiles and those who have lost their sensibility to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility in providing and protecting and facilitating and uplifting and enhancing and enriching. And so those who work on behalf of those that I call the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, the flour, which are all the components of that which creates the cancers, the diabetes, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the fibromyalgia, and all of these other issues that are crystallizing and forming in the tissues as a result of not knowing, not caring to know, not asking, not seeking to really be completely cleared and cleansed and harmonized and recalibrated to knowing that the human person, the body, is designed divinely and divinely designed, and there are only a few things that the body can utilize as food, and within the few, there's many in terms of the waters and breath. We're all breatharian first. You have to breathe. And there are those who've come and proven that coming into the right alignment mentally and spiritually with the essence and the truth of one's being puts you in a position where you require less of that stuff that they call food. And for those of us who are wise enough to realize that that which they call food is not true nutrition and nourishment for those who are hydrogen and oxygen and spirit and intelligence and light beings and light bearers, that stuff that they call food creates waste, so much waste in the body, that obesity is now the norm. It's normal. People don't feel so bad because so many people are having the same issues. And there's comfort in it. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is time for women of all hues, but particularly African American women, who are so disproportionately impacted and affected by all of the chemicals and all of the garbage that they call food, that we have such a large percentage of hypertensive and obese and heart disease and diabetics and those who have the fibroids and having the hysterectomies and whatnot, that we have to raise completely up to create a new narrative for how we are responding to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It is not about blackness. This is an intelligence issue. It is an existence issue. It is not about just being under a political system. It is about being out of alignment with the integrity of the truth of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that you would prefer to be wrong than right. You would prefer to be in a place where you're anesthetized and inebriating, intoxicating, and violating yourselves and yourself. We're in a place and space where sisterhood, womanhood has to raise completely up to understand and to put forward the reality that we have the right to heal ourselves through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification that is necessary to facilitate it, because those who have been licensed and degreed to practice medicine, to practice surgeries, to practice butchery, to practice sorcery, to practice all of the things that they're practicing that has people addicted to all of the opiates and the painkillers and this and that, and are cutting their body parts out as opposed to putting them in right alignment with the truth of themselves as water and air and intelligence and spirit, we are in a now moment that is calling us to raise completely up or to die here. And the death is not a leaving the planet and going to sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under the Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead, and buried, and then on the third day arose from the dead. And you understand, it's not that you can really die when the wages of sin is death, that you can truly live a life that was in degradation and violation and disobedience and disregard and disrespect and disorientation and dissatisfaction and discontent and be in this disvibration, and that you're able to get out of your body as a living being, as a conscious immortal. No, we have to reprogram while we're in these bodies, while we're on the planet, while we are able to care to respond correctly and directly to being under an initiative that has been issued by government, issued by the religions, issued by world culture, that is death culture, that we are now having to take responsibility, particularly sisters and women and mothers and daughters and granddaughters and grandmothers and great-granddaughters and great-grandmothers and whatnot, to understand that the oppression of womanhood, the degradation of womanhood, the violation of womanhood has been the blight of the world, and patriarchy and male domination can no longer continue. We have to raise completely up in our now moment. But when you are giving birth and raising young men on cow's milk and cheese and eggs and chickens and whatnot, and permeating and penetrating their bodies with all of this Similac and Soyalac, and for all of the breasts that you have that you refuse to breastfeed, and just saying that the sisterhood and the brotherhood as men, as the progenitor of lineages, as fathers, and womanhood as the perpetuator of lineages, and mothers being influenced by capitalism and the psychological manipulation that has created behavior modification so that we are poisoning our own children. We can't blame it on racism, because it affects absolutely everything and everybody. Nobody has been spared. No families have been spared. And so those who work on behalf of the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the alcohol industry and whatnot, you all are being called to have a better thought, to invest in yourselves and come to that place where you seek to be cleared and you seek to be cleansed and you seek to truly prosper, because working on behalf of that which creates sickness, illness, disease, and death is truly going to lead to your sickness, illness, disease, and death. There is no way that you can consistently perpetuate a thing and not be attracting yourself to that. And so, yes, this is our time to realize that you cannot blame whoever's in the White House for the issues that you're creating by virtue of what you do on a daily basis. And then after working and slaving for these people for all of these years, and then you come up with the cancers and the heart disease and diabetes and all of this, and then you want to blame these other ones. And I'm saying, look at what you are doing with yourself, to yourselves, and come to a place and space where every fiber of your being is completely immersed in an overwhelming desire to be cleared and cleansed and made whole, to be healed, because you can be completely healed and made whole in light of, in spite of all of this, because the spirit of the true and living God is great. The light and the truth of the living intelligence of existence, which is all there is, all pervasive, filling all spaces, is great. It's greater than anything that man can create. It's greater than the fluoride. It's greater than the arsenic. It's greater than all of that. There is nothing that these people have created that did not come from the intelligence of existence. Anyway, they may have manipulated it and made it more caustic or whatever, but the issue is that we have the opportunity to stand up, to clean up, and to raise up, to no longer be complicit, complacent, co-conspirating, and participatory with the corporate deities of death. And to understand that a movement, for all of the movements that there have been, there has yet to be a boycott of the death industries. There's yet to be a moratorium on you killing yourselves and your children. There's yet to be the right response. Because to just get out and march and petition and this and that, and then you continue to smoke and drink and get high and eat the chicken wings and support the violation of other beings and bring that violation and charge that violation upon your blood, you're missing the point of it all. We cannot walk as a liberated people where we will not grant and support the liberation of all beings. The struggle has been as a result of not having a wholehearted commitment to absolute truth, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute peace, to be poised in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that told us to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, lives, and souls, to be praying without ceasing, to consciously care, to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent, and honoring our parentage, but coming to a place and space where those ones who have become educated, certified, licensed, and degreed to be able to practice the status quo of being in a death culture, where you believe in death, where you support the death of other beings and feed off their body parts. And it doesn't matter what God you say you serve, when you are in violation of the laws that govern your own being, then the violation is charged upon your blood. Your blood condemns you regardless of what you say. Which is why we're seeing so many of the preachers and the priests and the imams and all of this have so much sickness, illness, and disease, that their bodies are full with garbage. The whole point in being in the religions and whatnot is so that we have refuge from the sickness, the illness, disease, and death. But because the churches and whatnot have not really influenced and put us in a place where we understand the perfection of our being, and that eating the flesh of dead animals is against the primary law of existence that told us not to kill. And then you're trying to justify it. Oh, well, you know, you could just kill the things that, and eat the things that don't have scales, and eat the things that don't have hooves, and eat. You should not be killing or supporting the killing of other beings. These are intelligent creatures. What you do unto others shall be done unto you, which is why there is so much sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, dysfunction, distortion, violation. We can stop this. But you cannot love killing yourself and love the Creator with all your body, heart, mind, and soul, and think that there's salvation and grace that you can have when you refuse to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole in the image and the likeness of that which we refer to as God. A living, intelligent, loving, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a now moment where we're having to choose whether we will live the rest of our lives or whether you will continue to choose death and support death and end your life with sickness, illness, disease. When you were given everything you need to qualify for continuance in existence as a conscious immortal and to leave the planet as an embryonic god or goddess, why would you choose death? You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.